on your knee as you blessed them, as you bless me. We are closer than the leper you touched fearlessly, as you cleansed him, as you cleansed me. We are closer than the 12 in the upper room, closer than the women at the empty tomb, closer than Thomas with his hand in your scars, closer than John with his head on your heart.
Welcome to the Encounter Jesus podcast, also known as the Feel Like Jesus is Hugging You Today podcast. I'm Elizabeth Ellenshaw, and today we'll be talking about four biblical keys to hearing God's voice. We've already either talked about or even tried out each of these four things on previous episodes of this podcast, but they are really powerful when you put them all together. It reminds me of my childhood swimming lessons. First, we held the wall and practiced just kicking our legs correctly. Then we practiced not moving our legs at all, but just moving our arms correctly. And then we just stood still and practiced holding our breath and blowing bubbles correctly. But when we put all of those things together at the same time, then we suddenly found ourselves actually swimming. And when I use all four of these keys at the same time, I find myself suddenly, easily, actually hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. So what are they? The first is to be quiet and still before God. The second is to fix the eyes of our hearts on Jesus. The third is to recognize the voice of God as spontaneous thoughts that light on our mind. And the fourth is to write them down. And when I'm doing all four of these things at the same time, I'm being quiet, I'm picturing Jesus, I'm noticing the flowing thoughts that come and I'm writing them down, I receive from him. It may feel like a lot at once to put all those things together. Just like remembering your kicking and your arm strokes and your breathing all at once. But as you practice, it begins to come easily and naturally. And oh, the freedom of cutting through the water like a fish. Oh, the freedom and joy of dialoguing all day long with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for the person listening to this right now, that they would get really, really good at being still and quiet inside to hear your voice to them. I pray that they would also get really, really good at fixing the eyes of their heart and imagination on Jesus and seeing what you are showing them. I pray they would also get really good at hearing and recognizing the spontaneous thoughts that you are speaking to them. And I pray they'd be able to write down and capture the thoughts you're sharing with them and grow ever deeper in dialoguing with you all day long. And I pray all this for the sake of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So these four keys do not come from me. They come from a teaching by a brother named Mark Verkler of Communion with God Ministries. But the reason I loved this teaching so much was that it perfectly matched and explained what I had been experiencing with God myself. I had set aside a season of time in prayer to ask God himself, Lord, would you please teach me, how do you want me to hear from you? And later, I read Mark Verkler's testimony of doing the exact same thing. And the really cool thing was that what God taught me when I asked him, and what God taught my brother Mark when he asked him, were the same practices. That was such a big confirmation for me. But Mark Verkler was way better at explaining and putting into words how he learned to hear God. So I want to share his four keys with you. He found all four of these keys in the biblical book of Habakkuk. In chapter 1, Habakkuk pours out his heart and lament to God and writes it down. Then he hears an answer from God that actually horrifies him. So then he pours out his follow-up questions to God again, asking question after question. So at the beginning of chapter 2, Habakkuk has written down all his questions for God, and he says the verses Mark Verkler found the four keys in. He says, "Now I'm going to stand at my guard post and station myself on my tower and watch to see what God will say to me." And then the Lord says, "Write the vision down." And then he goes on to give Habakkuk a long, unexpected answer full of powerful truth, to which Habakkuk again writes out his own emotional response to what God said. And finally, at the end of all of that, at the end of the book, he reaches an incredible place of peace and trust in God no matter what happens. So we are reading Habakkuk's personal dialogue prayer journaling, where he wrote out his questions to God, and then listened, and then wrote down the answers he heard, and then wrote down his own response to God again, and so on. Now, personal dialogue prayer journaling is a tool. It's not the only way humans can hear God's voice, but it is an incredibly powerful tool that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. So I love to share it. To continue our metaphor of learning to swim, if you learn to swim the breaststroke, that's not the only way of swimming in the world, but it's a really basic one that so many people have found effective. So what did Habakkuk do? What are the elements of this breaststroke? Well, the first thing Mark Verkler drew from that first part about "I will stand at my guard post and position myself on my tower" was that Habakkuk quieted himself. We don't need to climb a physical tower in order to hear from God, but we all need to get quiet and listen the way a watchman on guard duty is silent, listening, and looking. And as we practice this, we can turn to God and get quiet on the inside, anywhere, in any place or time of day. The second key comes from something Mark Verkler found unexpected in these verses. He expected Habakkuk to say, "I will listen to hear what God will say to me." But instead it says, "I will look to see what God will say to me." So hearing from God involves looking and seeing picture thoughts from God, not just listening and hearing word thoughts from God. So the second key is about that. There are a bunch of different ways you can phrase the second key. You can say, "Fix the eyes of your heart on Jesus." You can say, "Look for Jesus," or "Turn to Jesus in your imagination," or "Picture the truth that Jesus is with you." You can say, "Look for vision when you pray," or "Look to receive flowing picture thoughts from God." These are all different ways of describing the same experience. So choose whichever way of saying it makes the most sense to you. Another teacher, Patty Sadala, points out that there are three positions the Bible says all believers are in relationship to Jesus all the time. First, Jesus is with us. Second, Jesus is in us. And third, we are in Jesus. He is with us, he is in us, and we are in him. You can find so many Bible verses for each one of these. And all three are true all the time. So at any moment, you can begin to picture one of those truths, seeing Jesus with you, seeing Jesus in you, or seeing yourself in Jesus. And through that, begin to fix the eyes of your heart on Jesus. And like Habakkuk, you can look to see what the Lord Jesus will say to you. The third key is to recognize the voice of God as spontaneous thoughts that light upon your mind. We've already talked about John 7, where Jesus said the Holy Spirit feels like flowing water gushing out of your innermost being. And thoughts from the Holy Spirit tend to be flowing thoughts. So the other way to state this key is to say, tune to flow. Again, you can say it in many ways, whichever makes most sense to you. Listen for spontaneous thoughts. Listen for flowing thoughts. Recognize spontaneous thoughts lighting on your mind. Tune in to flowing thoughts. Or just tune to flow. Mark Verkler explains how to very simply recognize three sources of thoughts from ourselves, God, and the enemy. He says our own thoughts are analytical and tend to proceed from what we were just thinking about. But sometimes we get spontaneous, unexpected thoughts lighting on our mind. And if those thoughts are accusing, lying, or tempting thoughts, they might be coming from our enemy, who is called the accuser, the deceiver, the tempter. But if those thoughts are comforting and helpful and true, then they can be from the Holy Spirit, who is called the comforter, the helper, and the Spirit of truth. We actually can be hearing thoughts from God all day long and not realizing it, because God is so gentle with us that we think it was just our own thought. So this very simple rule of thumb is that non-spontaneous thoughts are probably mine, spontaneous really bad thoughts are probably the enemy, and spontaneous really good thoughts are probably from the Holy Spirit. And now, when I look back, I can remember moments all throughout my life that my own anxious thoughts were interrupted by a different thought that was so loving, so confident, so authoritative, and so peaceful. It didn't feel the same as mine at all. I can even remember specific moments that this happened to me in my young childhood and understand that was God's Spirit speaking to me. And the fourth key is that God clearly told Habakkuk to write it down. Mark Verkler said when he started writing it down, he went from hearing one sentence answers from God to hearing pages and pages from God. Because he knew he needed to test what he was hearing. So whenever he began to hear flowing thoughts from God, he would stop and think, is that true? Is that biblical? Which is really good. But because he had started analyzing, he'd cut off the spontaneous flow and he didn't hear anymore. But when he wrote it down, he knew he'd be able to reread it and analyze and test it later. So he let it just keep flowing and flowing and flowing. And he discovered that God was ready to say way, way more than just one sentence to him. That God's thoughts were flowing towards him all the time. Just like Psalm 139 says that God's thoughts toward just one human being are more in number than the grains of sand. And this has been my own experience as well, that if I write it down, I both hear God more and much more easily, and I also capture it. So I can share it with other people, both so they can help me test it and so we can encourage each other. So those are the four keys. And the key to the keys is to use all four of them at once. To quiet ourselves down, fix our eyes on Jesus, recognize spontaneous thoughts, and write them down all at the same time. Mark Verkler gets everyone in his class to stand up and repeat this with hand motions. Hearing God's voice is as easy as quieting myself down, fixing the eyes of my heart on Jesus, listening for spontaneous thoughts, and writing them down. And I can testify that I've been doing this every day for well over 6 years now, and it has been so, so good. Find a quiet place and a piece of paper and a pen, and set aside at least just 5 minutes for listening and journaling. Quiet yourself down before God and picture and imagine the truth that Jesus is with you. Write down the question, Lord Jesus, what would you like to say to me, at the top of your paper? And then begin to write down the first thought that comes to your mind. And then just keep writing whatever thought comes next. Let it flow. After you've written for 5 minutes, reread what you've written and share it with someone you trust. Whatever happens, congratulations, you just let go of the wall of the pool. You just tried really swimming without putting your feet down. Keep practicing.
Closer than John with his head on your heart, because I am inside of you and